Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96. We do got your back. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking. Heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey fam and friends, hey, welcome to Coach P's Perspective, where coaching, inspiration, and faith collide. This is your host, Coach Chad Parks, and thank you for joining me today. I'm a college All-American wrestler, coach, and the author of the best-selling book, Game Changing Moves. This background has allowed me to train elite athletes, coaches, and high performers from all walks of life. So if you need a pick-me-up, a kick in the pants, or a coach in your corner, I got you right here on Coach P's Perspective. Let's go. All right, hey there, family and friends. Hey, Coach P here. Welcome to another episode of Coach P's Perspective. Now, today, before I get going, I just want to say thank you to everybody who reaches out, who has given podcast reviews, whether that's a written review or just giving 5 stars. I'm absolutely grateful. And, you know, one of the things I love about podcasts personally, and I listen to a lot of different podcasts, is they're free, right? So it's a great way to educate yourself or entertain yourself in areas of interest. So I want to read today's review, and this is from my buddy LC Davis. LC actually was just on the show, so you can go back to episode number 47 and listen to that. Great guy, was a top-notch professional MMA fighter. But LC said, I really enjoy listening to these podcasts. He is consistently dropping knowledge that any athlete, coach, father, husband, teammate, etc. can learn from. He also brings on high-achieving guests and knows how to ask the right questions to get them to spill the beans on what got them to the top. I've learned so much from these podcasts, and I highly recommend them. Hey, LC, thank you, man. I appreciate it. So if you would, you know, if these have benefited in your life, then jump on over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. All right, today, man, I want to talk about, you know, and I often bring on guests, and then sometimes I do solo episodes, and this one just has come into my mind a number of times. It's very simple, probably going to be a short podcast here. Who knows, man, as I get rolling. But this thought process is so simple yet so powerful. All right, I got this from 10-time national championship winning coach Jim Miller, who was also on my show. Coach Miller is an absolute phenom of a human being, and pretty much everything he says is inspirational. And one of the things that he talked about with his athletes, and that was episode 39, if you want to go back and check it out, but one of the things he said, he would say to his athletes is this, and it's easy, so get ready. Shut up and win. Shut up and win. All right, now let me go back and kind of explain this and preface it, at least from my perspective, and you know what Coach Miller and I talked about a little bit, and then how I've adopted this into my own mindset and my own training with my athletes. So winning is not everything. I've said a number of times, winning is fun. We all like to win. Losing is not fun. I really don't like to lose. Okay, but it's not everything. What we mean by this, though, is shut up and win. Sometimes, as an athlete or just a human being in life, you have to quit overthinking things, because we can overthink so much. We can make everything such a big deal. We have these loops that run in our mind, right? Positive loops or negative loops, or these thoughts that run around in our mind. And for an athlete, sometimes maybe they look across the mat and, you know, let's say in wrestling, the guy that they're wrestling looks like a Greek god. He's all muscled up out there, and immediately they're intimidated and don't think they could beat this guy, or maybe he is ranked high, you know, whatever it is. We all have situations in sport and situations in life that sometimes look overwhelming. Sometimes you roll in with confidence and all of a sudden your confidence is shot, or maybe you're not coming in with confidence to begin with. And I'm going to talk about confidence here in a minute, you know, and how we get there. But sometimes we got to just quit overthinking. And so, you know, when Coach Miller says, just shut up and win, sometimes you got to tell yourself, shut up. You have to tell those negative thoughts to shut up. You have to, whenever you don't feel like working out, sometimes you got to just tell yourself to shut up and go work out, right? Which is the win in the moment, or the win at that time. So we're not just talking about scoreboard victories, wins and losses like that. We're talking about overcoming your own mind, overcoming your own weaknesses, overcoming those doubts that creep in, or the laziness that sometimes sets in. Because I tell you what, for most things in life, we cannot depend upon our feelings because feelings are fickle, right? I work out a lot, work out most days of the week. I was talking to my buddy Tanner Gardner, who I, you know, had the blessing and of I interviewed him on the podcast as well, but had Tanner as an athlete, couple times state champion for us, went on to be a three-time D1 All-American. He, you know, works down at Rice University in their administration, and Tanner's just a phenomenal human being. And when I was talking to Tanner, Tanner stays in great shape, and we're discussing working out. And Tanner was like, yeah, I pretty much work out every day. He's like, there may be 10 to 15 days in the year, you know, 10 to 15 days out of the 365 that I don't work out. And I like the way he said that. And that's kind of how I am. Maybe days I work out really hard. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I do strength training with my athletes. And, you know, I train with them and we go hard. But then on the other days, man, sometimes I have hard workouts. Sometimes it's just active recovery. Sometimes it's running, but it's working out. There are days I may take Saturday off and then work out Sunday, or days I may take Sunday off and work out Saturday. So maybe one day a week I take off, and then sometimes it's 7 days a week. And they're not seven killer days. You know, there are some days in there that are just break yourself type days and push yourself and make yourself go to the dark place and then push the wall back. And I think that's one of the ways that we gain mental toughness, we gain shape. Even though I don't compete anymore, I still feel like that is a part of my life and mindset. You know, I think it should be for everyone. But going back to feelings are fickle. So even though I work out a lot, I'm in shape, kind of known as being a workout guy, there are many days I don't feel like working out. I just do it anyway, right? I just go start. I just know today's a workout day. I'm going to go get my workout in. And here's the other thing, kind of like, I guess the reward, the payoff. I know after I'm done working out, I'm going to feel a lot better. I will feel much better physically. I'll feel much better mentally. There's days I may not even feel very good. And then going into workout, and it changes everything. Okay, so figure out a time for you. Let's just talk on workouts here. This is beyond workouts, but you know, find a time for you. Maybe you're a morning workout person. I mean, on the days I train my athletes, it's at 3 o'clock because it's after school. And I've trained at 3 o'clock for years and years because that's what time I trained as a high school athlete and as a college athlete. And then, you know, going right into coaching, I train at 3 o'clock, right? If I have days I'm not training my athletes, I'll usually get something in over my lunch. And then usually right after school, you know, around three again, may get a little bit more workout in, or maybe a dedicated workout at that time, you know. As long as you're moving and finding a time that works for you consistently. And for a lot of people, I think putting it on your schedule, right? Schedule that the same as you would anything else. If you had an important business meeting scheduled, you wouldn't miss it. So sometimes you got to schedule yourself in. All right. But coming back to this, shut up and win. Sometimes you don't feel like it. Cool. Guess what? You're human. Maybe your leg hurts that day. Maybe you're feeling a little bit sick. Maybe you're tired. Maybe life has just been crazy busy and you're stressed out. And so, you know, using workout as our example, again, you don't want to work out. Well, guess what? Working out is probably the cure for all of those things, all right? Eating well, working out, growing your business, maybe you're an entrepreneur, training your mindset, reading, all these are areas that we can have control of. These are all areas that we should be growing in all the time. And also areas that, you know, we may want to put off, okay? It's about having this internal discipline. It's about taking your thoughts captive, right? The Bible tells us to take our thoughts captive and then just going and doing it. So sometimes it's as simple as just saying, shut up and win. Turn off all those other things. Now, is there more to mindset than that? Absolutely. I mean, I'm a mindset coach and we have a whole curriculum that we take our athletes and clients through. Even then, we can make things too complicated in our brain. We can start trying to use all different strategies and put those in there. And there are times you have to just say that. Now, all you know, as I was thinking about this, and this is off the dome, right? I don't have any of this stuff written down. That's how I do. I usually have some general ideas. Sometimes I have some key points, maybe 3 points or 5 points I'll go through. A number of those came out of my book, Game Changing Moves. So I like to share chapters out of there and go a little bit deeper here in this podcast than it has on the chapters. But I also like to get on here and just take these thought processes and just share them with you, right? Because these are things that I'm trying to live out on a daily basis and things that I'm often teaching, sharing my athletes. So I know it pretty well. But when it comes to this thought process, right? It made me think back about some of my own athletic competitions. It made me think back about like when I was wrestling in college and what are the times I wrestled best versus the times I wrestled worst. Just overall in my life, I've, you know, competed in over 1,000 matches, and those are real competitive matches. Folks saw freestyle Greco wrestling. Of course, then you got football games and baseball games, track meets, jiu-jitsu competitions, all these different areas of competition. Add in all the practices and all the training and all the live roles and competition and matches and things like that in practice. There's a lot of competition there, right? Fairly competitive person. But thinking back, okay, when did I wrestle or compete my best? And I want you to do this. Think about whatever area it is of your life that you're super passionate about, or, you know, that you want to grow in. When did you perform best? Maybe you're a public speaker. Man, when did you knock it out of the park? Maybe it was giving a presentation with your business. When did you go in and just feel awesome and you performed awesome, right? So you gave a presentation and you just nailed it. Whatever it is, this can apply to pretty much any area of your life, and it should, because principles are principles. They apply everywhere once you know them, okay? But when I look at my wrestling matches, the times I think I wrestled best, and, you know, I'm fortunate, man, I beat some really good guys when I was competing in college. Wasn't always as consistent as I would like to be. Sometimes it was dealing with the injuries. Sometimes it was, you know, things in my own head, right? Not having this confidence, not having these tools to be able to deal with pressure and things like that. But the times that I think I did best, whether it was in the national tournament or it was at a dual meet or the finals of a big tournament somewhere, I would say I was relaxed and not to the point of like chilling. Okay. And everybody needs to know like how amped up you perform best and how chill you perform best. I like to put it on a scale 1 to 10, 10 being you're like slapping yourself in the face before you compete and 1 being you're asleep. I think most people probably compete best at about a 6, 7, or 8. I would say, at least going into the match, right? Or at least going into the competition or going into the speech. For me, it's like probably somewhere between a 5 or a 7 because I can jump to a 10 real quick. So I don't like to walk around at a 10. I don't want to get myself all worked up and be at a 9 or a 10. But I think the times that I just said, you know what? I'm not worried about winning or losing here. I'm not worried about anything. I'm just going to go out and compete. I'm going to go out and lay it on the line. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to open up. I'm going to use my skill set. I'm going to make sure that this guy never wants to wrestle me again, pretty much. Okay. And I'm going to be really athletic. When I walked there and I just had those thoughts in my mind. So basically I was telling all the doubts and the fears to shut up. And really without even knowing this phrase, that's what I was doing. Just shut up and win. Went there and competed great. So times I worried about, oh man, what if I lose? And what if this guy's better than me? What if I don't perform well today? What if? I started having all these different thoughts in my mind. That's when I didn't allow myself to open up and be an athlete, didn't allow myself to use my skill set, was competing not to get beat instead of competing to win. And that's a really bad place to compete from. So in general in life, there's some things that we got to do. You got to prepare really well. The more prepared you are, the better. And I don't care what, and again, it comes back to, when it comes to preparation, I like to say this, man, it's at the highest levels, it's lifestyle versus lifestyle. Are you getting adequate sleep for you? That might be 6 hours. That might be 8 hours, 10 hours, you know, it doesn't matter. You got to figure out where you perform best, but are you getting adequate rest? Are you eating good, healthy, nutritious food? Making sure that you're getting lots of fruits and vegetables and lean proteins and clean proteins and good fats in your body and doing that on a consistent basis and figure out an eating plan that works best for you, whether it's eating small meals multiple times a day or just a couple meals a day, whether you're adding in some intermittent fasting or you're not doing that. Okay. Figuring out what works for you and best for your body, getting to know your body really well. And it's funny because as wrestlers, we get to know our bodies really well. In fact, to the point where I could usually wake up in the morning when I was competing, and I could probably still do this for the most part. I could look in the mirror, like I could pull up my t-shirt, look at my belly in the mirror and tell you within 0.5 of where my weight was at. I could pretty much tell you exactly where my weight was at. I have certain veins I could see maybe in my stomach or what, or my arms, whatever. And I could tell you exactly whenever I was on weight. Get to know your body that well. Okay. So getting to know yourself really well, how do you perform best? Where do you perform best? What foods, you know, do best for my body? Again, what amounts of sleep do I need? Making sure you're getting your vitamins, your nutrients, your supplements, that you are having times where you're able to get in. And I believe in this, been adding more and more, but breath work for stress reduction, for lung capacity, for just overall health benefits. Maybe it's some foam rolling, some stretching, yoga, you know, and again, of course, strength training, running, those type of things. And then reading, man, whether you're listening to an audio book or you're reading an actual book, there's a book by a guy named Chad Parks. It's Game Changing Moves. You can get that on Amazon. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah. Shameless self-promotion there, but lots of great books out there. Right. I wouldn't even consider myself a great reader, but I probably read a book every 2 weeks. And many times I'm listening to a book on Audible at the same time as I'm reading another book. So I'm kind of knocking out a couple of books every couple of weeks, you know, and then listening to a number of podcasts of people that I enjoy and that I can learn from. So constant self-education, those are great things to do. So these are overall ways to improve yourself in any area of life, in addition to the things that you're already doing and the necessities, right? Necessities is maybe going to school if you're in high school or college, or going to whatever, you know, going to your work each and every day. Maybe you work at a location, maybe you work from home, but completing your work at high levels each and every day, and then doing these things as well. So all that preparation has to take place. You can't not prepare and then just walk in and say, shove a win and expect to win. Because first off, you won't have the skill set honed. And secondly, you won't have the confidence. I really believe that true confidence is built through preparation. For an athlete, being in great shape, all right? You can be in great shape, but if your mind is freaking out, you're going to get gassed. Your feet are going to feel like they're in concrete. Your lungs are going to, you know, they're not going to work right. Your body's going to kind of freeze up. We look at their sympathetic, parasympathetic systems and, you know, fight, flight, or freeze. But if I walk in feeling pretty good and I'm not in any kind of shape, I'm still going to have difficulty making it all throughout the competition, whether it's a game or a match or whatever it is. So training really hard and getting in great shape for your sport, or getting in great shape for, maybe it's a hobby, maybe you like a bicycle, maybe you like to run 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, marathons, whatever. Okay, you can't fake shape. And so getting in real shape, man, that provides this level of confidence that cannot be faked. And so whenever you carry that confidence into whatever it is that you're doing, that's going to shine through or show out. Now that's where the mental freak out side can come in. You can begin to doubt yourself and in other areas, okay, and not perform up to your ability, not perform up to your standards or up to the desires that you're hoping for yourself, okay? And so that's where we have to sometimes tell ourselves just shut up and win. But you got to do the preparation. You have to do all the hard work that goes in behind the scenes, or sometimes it's in front of people. All those things are necessary and mandatory. Once you've done all those, now you've put yourself, there's no guaranteed wins or victories or promotions or whatever, but now you've put yourself in the best position to succeed, to reach your goals or your desired outcomes. That's when you can walk in and say, okay, now I've done everything I could possibly do. Guess what? Now I can just relax and go do it. Now I can just shut up and win. I can go in and get the victory, right? So maybe it is getting that promotion at work. Maybe it's finishing the book or just starting the book that you've been considering writing, starting the podcast that you've, you know, been contemplating starting, going for the new job or the new position, whatever it is, all right? Create great routines, put in the work behind the scenes, and then go out and execute and perform. And for many people, they do the other things, but then when it comes to the actual execution, that's where a lack of consistency happens, or that's where a total letdown or meltdown or failure happens, okay? For others, it is maybe they perform pretty well under the lights, or maybe they don't, but they have a real lack of consistency in the whole preparation process, in the whole growth process. So consistency is a theme that runs throughout this entire thing, being consistent, again, putting in the work, doing all the things that you got to do to be great in your area, whatever greatness is to you. That's something that we often talk about, or people debate, what is success? What is greatness? What's that look like? Is it just based off the scoreboard or the record at the end of the season or the job that you have or the vehicle that you drive? Or is it that plus the journey, the process, falling in love with the process, all the things you do along the way? I can just say this much. I mean, everybody has a different definition of success. I like to win. Winning's fun. At the end of the day, we want to look on the scoreboard. We want to be ahead. We want to bring home state trophies or tournament trophies and medals and things like that. But I can tell you all the athletes I've worked with, when they come back and we visit, even multiple time state champions or college All-Americans, Rarely do they talk about this. You know, sometimes we go back and talk about matches and reminisce and things like that. But typically we're reminiscing about hard practices that we went through, about trips that we went on as we were going to a place to compete, and we were in the school suburbans and traveling there or staying in the hotels, all the fun stuff, the relationships that you built along the way. So all the process and all the procedures and all that stuff is typically what we remember. And those are the things that kind of, they're the bulk, they're the majority of the experience, right? So going in and doing the interview for the job, or going in and actually wrestling the match or playing the game, so awesome, so fun, so critical, but just a very small portion of the experience. But that's where we need to perform. That's where we have to step up and we have to get results. That's where at the end of the day, sometimes you got to just tell yourself to shut up and win. All right. So I think I've driven my point home on this. Here's how I want to end. Write out your goals or your desired outcomes and the things that you are seeking in this life. And that maybe the fire that's in the pit of your belly, or the things that keep running through your mind, like, God, this is something I have to do. All right. Write those things out, and then write out, do you have a system to get there? Do you have a system for weight loss, or do you have a system for muscle gain, or do you have a system to become the best at your sport? And write out the things that you're doing. Again, keep in mind, it's lifestyle versus lifestyle. All right. And then after you've done those things, look back at your past performances. Were you able to perform when you wanted to, at the level you wanted to? Were you able to step up when it was needed? If not, why? And then write the phrase, shut up and win. Because sometimes we can't get too bogged down in the details. Sometimes we can't allow ourselves to run the negative mental loops that play through our head. Sometimes we got to just turn all that off. We got to simplify it a lot. I've said this a number of times. I've talked to my dad about this. And a lot of athletes I know that are great athletes are extremely intelligent. Extremely intelligent. And then they go on and do big things in their life outside of athletics. I've also known some athletes that, you know, when you look, you're like, the dude's just not real smart. But it's probably why he's really good. He's got the athletic ability and he never overthinks anything. He doesn't use his imagination in the wrong way. He can just kind of show up and go. All right. So sometimes we have good imaginations, maybe you are really intelligent, and you just tend to overthink things, or you imagine things in a negative way and you're using it in the wrong direction. And you got to just simplify the process. And you don't have that. You have the gift of those things, but it's also sort of a curse. All right. Some other people just maybe it's almost a gift that they're not real intelligent or don't overthink, and they can just kind of be like, oh, time to perform. And they just go out and do it. Right. I don't know what category you're in. The good thing is, or the big thing is, getting to know yourself. There are some areas where I'm probably really intelligent. There are some areas where, man, I just struggle. I'll give you an example. Just yesterday, we were putting together a trampoline. And thankfully, it's a pretty easy process. But my father-in-law helped me. My father-in-law is great at putting stuff together. My wife is great at putting stuff together. Me, like if I'd done that myself, I probably would have bent the poles in half because I would have been frustrated and probably slammed them off the ground or over my knee or something. Okay. But it was a very easy process. I just let my father-in-law say, hey, do this. And I just did physical labor and helped out. Right. There are some areas we're all really good at or intelligent at, some areas where we really struggle. All right. Many of you have probably seen the whole Einstein thing, and, you know, where people have different geniuses. And if you tell a fish to go climb a tree and it can't climb a tree, you wouldn't call that fish dumb, right? It's a fish out of water, literally. Like, that's not his environment. That's not his strength. Put him in water. Now he's a genius, right? Because he can swim and live in water. Okay. So we all have different environments where we excel, where we prosper, things like that. But even in those environments, sometimes we got to just shut it down mentally and just simplify and just tell yourself, hey, I've done everything I can to prepare. I'm going to go out and give my best. Now let's just go shut up and win, baby. Let's shut up and win. Just how Coach Miller said it. All right, y'all. Well, hopefully this kicked somebody in the hiney, this motivated somebody else. And you can just tell yourself to shut up and win whenever you need it, or you can share this with somebody else who may need this message. Do that in a very gentle manner. So you're not like, here, listen to this, you need it. And then somebody gets all offended at you. But I tell you what, as an athlete, I needed that right there. Sometimes I did it on my own without knowing it. But sometimes as an athlete, you need to tell myself to shut up and win. Sometimes as an adult, as a teacher, as a coach, as a mentor, leader, a dad, husband, whatever. Sometimes I overthink things or don't get myself to just to go. Sometimes I got to just tell myself, just shut up and win, simplify the process, and let's do it. All right, y'all, this has been another episode of Coach P's Perspective. Thanks for taking the time to be on here. Please share this with somebody else. Give us a 5-star review if you think we deserve it. Love y'all. And until next time, may God bless you, shine his face upon you, and give you peace. All right, we out. Peace. Hey, before you go, I just want to tell you thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Coach P's Perspective. And then a couple things that I would ask. One is hit the subscribe button. That way, every single time a new episode comes out, man, as soon as you open up your podcast app, it is right there, ready to roll. You can listen to a new one. The second is, if you would, and we earned it, give us a 5-star review, a quick written review, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts, that's great. You know, one of the ultimate goals is to grow this show and to positively impact as many people as possible, and that helps. And then lastly, jump over to lanefrostbrand.com. Visit my friends over there. This is an incredible company, family-owned, operated, honoring the late, great Lane Frost, who is, a former rodeo champion, was one of my idols growing up, and this is one of my absolute favorite companies. So if you need ball caps, t-shirts, all kinds of apparel, again, go over to lanefrostbrand.com and check them out. Thank you guys again. Much love, and God bless.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P, who never stops.